Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Ann Anderson. And good morning to you, Mary Ann.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you, LaVon.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Now, we've been talking a lot on KJN about county fairs. But this morning, we're moving on. We're going to talk about state fair. And that's coming up pretty soon, too.
That is correct. In fact, there's a lot of new vendors at the state fair. You just can't believe the new items that are going to be at the Iowa State Fair this year.
Including more things on a stick.
Oh, yes.
I think Iowa now has, Iowa State Fair has a reputation they have to live up to with how many different things you can eat on a stick.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And so, you know, and this year the coupon book is thicker and it's new ones. I mean, it's just, there's even a veggie stand.
Ah, interesting.
And a rib shack, a veggie table. Walk and roll.
There are a number of ways to get to the state fair. Most people just drive in their cars over there, but you have a really good deal and a lot easier way to get to the state fair.
That is correct. I have a fair bus, and it costs $35. That includes your ticket, your transportation, a coupon book, a map, and transportation to and from. So, and you're back home again.
What a deal.
Yes.
Now, there's just one day that this is happening?
That is correct. It's on August 14th, which is a Senior Citizen Day. But that is also, anybody can come on the bus. You know, I've got a senior and his daughter and family is going to be coming. They were at the state fair when they were small children, but they still have to pay adult price. And so he wanted to do something for his daughter and his two children because they are of over high school age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said that would be wonderful to take them to the Iowa State Fair, and they were just tickled to death. So.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, I'm really glad you made that point, Mary Ann, because, we're thinking that this is just for senior citizens.
Right.
And it's not.
And you know, I don't want children, you know.
But, yes.
But, you know, if it comes down to, but, you know, I have to go with adults.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
so,
it's to have fun.
You bet. And it's such a deal. I mean, $35, when that includes the ticket and this coupon book, I mean, that's a deal.
Yes, it is.
A real deal. You know, you probably spend that much on gas and getting in the gate and so on if you go on your own.
That is correct because, you know, the fair ticket only went up $1, but it's the parking that
yes.
has gone up. I was there last year, and the parking did go up all around.
Okay. And you don't have to worry about finding a parking space.
That is correct. The bus takes care of you.
Yes. And where do they drop people off and pick people up? There must be a certain spot where they do that.
Okay. First of all, we're going to meet at the Walmart parking lot over here by the gas station.
In Atlantic. Uh-huh.
In Atlantic. And they have to be there at a certain time at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we leave at 7:30 in the morning, and I do not wait for no one.
Well, that's what you have to do, or you won't ever get there.
That is correct. And then we will make a stop before we hit Des Moines, and then we hit the state fair, and they drop us off at the old mill.
Mm-hmm.
And the senior citizens there, they have everything just precise of everything. It is so neat. They are just on top of everything. And they instruct people and the bus driver where to go and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we get dropped off. And then on the way back home, we will meet at 4:30 in the afternoon at the old mill so that we can leave by 5 o'clock. So I can have all my people that are coming from far away. I have also in Nebraska people that are
really?
Coming. Yes.
Interesting. Well, it's like I say, it's just a great way to get there. And it's a nice day, quite a lot of time, actually, to spend at the state fair.
That is correct.
If you're leaving at 7, what do you get there at 8:30 or close to 9? Oh, you're leaving at 7:30. You're leaving the parking lot at 7:30.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So it's probably about 9 o'clock when you get there.
That is correct.
And then till 4:30, that's a good day.
It is. And by that time, you're ready to come home.
Yes.
But, you know, you're so full of fair food, but you want to come home. And I have to make sure that all my people get home safely. Like I said, I have them from all out of town and from Nebraska. And so it is wonderful that people can do this, and this is what I like to do.
Yes, you've been doing this for a few years, Mary Ann, and it is a real plus. I'm guessing you have some repeat people that say, Man, I did this before, and I'm sure going to do it again this year.
Oh, yes. I've done it for 8 years.
So do you know, do you have anybody who's gone all 8 years on the bus?
Yes, I. There's quite a few of them. A number of them have gone every year. And there are some that I'm not going to be seeing anymore because it was their last time there, and they can look down upon us now.
Well, you provided lots of good times for those folks by getting them to the state fair, so
yes,
you can feel really good about that. Now, Marianne, you've mentioned that it's $35, but how do they sign up, and when do they need to pay that, and give us those kind of details?
Okay, the $35, they send either money order or check to me and Mary Ann Anderson with a S-O-N at P.O. Box 334, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. And I only have 3 seats left now. So it's going to be first come, first serve, and I have, my bus will be full. It's like I said, I have 3 seats left. And so if anybody is interested, they can give me a call at 712-243-5762 and leave a message, or call on 712-249-1957 and leave a message on my cell phone.
Okay. Now, is there any possibility of, you know, if all of a sudden you get 20 phone calls, is there any possibility that you can take more than 3?
Well,
or do you? Is this it?
Well, this is it at the present time. But if I get, they do have a smaller bus. This company does, and the name of the company is All About Fun. And so they said they have another bus which would hold 15 people. So if it comes down to it, I would have to have at least 15 reserved reservations.
Sure.
Yeah,
you can't take another bus with 3 or 4 people on it. But,
no.
You know, if lots of people hear this and say, maybe they want to get their friends together and say, hey, we need to get this group together and we want to go. What fun would that be?
It would be a wonderful time for them to get together, because we never know. We have to live one day at a time.
That's true. And this is a great opportunity. Okay. So, again, the date that this is happening, it's only happening on one date, and it's on Senior Citizen Day, which is, you said, August 14th?
That is correct.
Okay. And this, again, $35. Tell me a little more about the coupon book.
Okay. The coupon book, there's about, close over 40 vendors. And it's usually it's food vendors. And it's something like off of food, you know, you buy, let's say you buy a dinner and you get a free drink or free fries or something to go with it. Or $1 off on a purchase of a hot beef sundae, or things like that. They have a lot of, there's a cherry Coke, then $1 off on a purchase of a $5 or more. The brat house is $1 off on a purchase of a corn brat on a stick or funnel cake, and a lot of funnel cakes. And so there's just a numerous things that you can eat, and the food stands are just all wonderful. So it's just a wonderful time to just enjoy yourself and have a wonderful time, and just to be with friends. And you'd be surprised how many people you'd be seeing, maybe from your relatives, maybe from another hometown, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good way to meet people.
And you get to go to the state fair, and I understand that's one of the things that's recommended that you do before you die. Iowa State Fair has a great reputation.
It does. And, you know, there's so much entertainment there.
Free.
And,
yes,
you know, and as for, there's something there for all ages of people, from children, the adults, the farmers, you know, there is, and the 4-H'ers, there's cattle, there's pigs, sheep, chickens, you know, and besides religious things.
And there are a few air-conditioned places. If it's a hot day and you want to cool off, some of those exhibit buildings and so on are air-conditioned, so there definitely are places where you can cool off.
That is right. That is correct. And also, they have a lot of ice cream around there,
cold
drinks.
Absolutely. They plan well. So Mary Ann Anderson, that's who we're visiting with, and she puts together this bus ride to the state fair. And again, Mary Ann, let's give the phone number.
Okay, my number is 712-243-5762 or 712-249-1957.
And $35, just call Marianne right away so you get on the bus, or get a big group together and get on that bus of 15 people.
That is correct.
But get Marianne called so you won't miss this ride to the State Fair. Thank you so much, Marianne Anderson, for visiting with us.
And thank you for letting me be on your show.
You
appreciate it. You have a great day, and I'll be seeing a lot of you people.
Soon, yes. And until next time, here's the thought. Difficulties mastered are opportunities won.